Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, I have my wife in studio as well, Cheryl, and I have my one of my bestest friends. He was my friend before he was
her friend. He's my friend.
Well, whatever.
I'm both your friends. You can share.
We're going to fight over him.
Todd McIntyre is in studio with us today. And, you know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to keep you out of the NFL. We're going to be talking.
No Friends Left Club.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about that today. We also believe in praying for your business. So we want you to go over to our ASANetwork.biz. We want you to put in your prayer requests. You can also do that on our Facebook page by doing a search for ASA Network. Share that information with us and we will pray for your business as well, because we believe in praying hard and working hard, and that's how we can help you in that regard. So we're going to start off the show like we always do with Deborah helping us honor the Father and praying for our business.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you that you love us more than anyone else in our life. Father God, the most important relationship we will ever have is a relationship with you. And Father God, once we have that, Father God, we can build on a sure foundation of Jesus Christ, who is our cornerstone, Father God. Everything that is built is built based on that, Father God. And Father, we thank you for that. And we know that you have that plumb line that you draw to help us to see how to measure up to your word and what you call us to do. Father God, help us to be honorable to that. In every gift you have given us and every blessing that you've given us, Father God, help us to remember that that blessing comes from you. Father God, you provide for us. You said that if we need something, that if, you know, if we ask not, we have not because we ask not. And Father God, we just come here today and we ask you to just fill us to overflowing with your blessing. Guide and lead our conversation, our words, everything we do to bring glory and honor to you, Father God. And we pray for that for all those around us as well. And Father God, I lift up Christ the King World Radio, and we just thank you for them being here and allowing us to be on the radio, Father God, to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into every aspect of our lives, Father God, to be that light into a dark world. We pray for World Media Ministries, Father God, in helping those to technically reach out their hands, Father God, to other ministries to help them to reach out to your children to deliver them and set them free from whatever has them bound. And we lift up ASA All-Star Success Alliance for Bible to Business and I Am Love Builders, Father God, just enhancing personal relationships and business relationships to grow in honor to you, Father God. And we lift up Dr. Peg Mitchell Clark, Father God, for this, the ministry you've put on our hearts to help those heal from the inside out, Father God, because if we're broken on the inside, how can we reach out to the outside and help others? We need to first be healed. And Father God, thank you for continuing to bless her to be able to do that. And we lift up Todd McIntyre, Father God, and his wife with Renee, and we just thank you for what you're doing in their life, Father God, how you're meeting their needs, how you're guiding them, how you're lifting them up, Father God, how you're making a way out of no way, Father God, because the blessings flow from your throne, Father God. And we thank you for just a mighty blessing over them. And we lift our country up to you, Father God. We lift up President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden, Father God. We lift up our Supreme Court justices and our armed forces, Father God. And we're calling forth leaders of God to step up to the plate and speak your words. We command the enemy to be silent and no longer speak evil in our own country, Father God. But we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And we know if you be lifted up, you will draw men unto you, Father God. God. And we just thank you for an overall blessing, Father God, as you continue to get us to line up with your word in this country. And we lift up the governor of South Dakota, Dennis Daugaard, and we lift up the governor of Tennessee, Bill Holcomb, and we thank you, Father God, for just helping them to be mighty leaders of God, doing and bringing about the things that you've called. Every law in the books will be a godly law, or it will eventually come off the books, but until then it'll wither away and die, and there'll be no power put behind it, Father God. We are in our coins, on our money, it says, in God we trust. And Father God, I claim those words back over America in the name of Jesus, Father God, and our finances are in your hands. And Father God, how dare someone try and destroy the work of your hands over America. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. I appreciate that prayer. You know, folks, we want to be able to pray for your business, so we want you to go over to our Facebook page, and you can do a search for ASA Network, and then put your prayer request in there, and then we'll definitely share that with you and pray for your business on the show. We also are going through the book called The Circle Maker Book, and this is an awesome book that kind of teaches you and teaches us how we should be praying better and praying
bolder.
Praying bolder. Thank you. Praying a bolder prayer. This is by Mark Batterson. And what's interesting, and this just happened to us this morning, Cheryl, we were talking about this, because you could be praying, and not really receive an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what is going on? Just something. Give me a sign. Give me a bird to fly by or something. You know, and sometimes it seems like God's not answering, but actually it could be sometimes because you're on course, you're okay, you know,
right.
So there's no reason to, you know, to interrupt that.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, we are, you know, as humans, we want things to happen faster. We want to pray, we want the resolution right away.
Mm-hmm.
So in chapter 11, it kind of talks about not really receiving an answer right away, or not receiving the answer that you were expecting.
Mm-hmm. You know, honey, sometimes I have found when I am really seeking the Lord and I'm mm-hmm. asking him for an answer and, mm-hmm. and want to know if I'm on the right path or the right track.
Right.
Sometimes I don't get an answer, mm-hmm. and it could be because I'm already on the path,
mm-hmm.
and he's just basically saying, keep going,
right.
keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But we want details. Okay. Keep going. Where am I going? What am I going to do when I get there?
Right.
What's going to happen to me along the way?
Hey.
You know, we got all of these questions, and all he says is, no,
keep going, keep coming. Yeah.
And then there's sometimes he doesn't give us a word. It's because we're walking it out. So what we're asking him to do, he's already done. And it's unfolding.
We're in the midst.
It's unfolding, and we won't realize that he's already given us the answer until we look back and say, I was in the middle of it. It happened. It's over now.
Yeah.
But he makes us walk it out step by step. So that's where walking by faith and not by sight comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of times why you don't get an answer, is because he's saying, just trust me.
Right.
Yep.
And even sometimes I know I find that when I ask him for, okay, can you tell me what you're doing?
Yes.
He will tell me.
That's my big one.
And it will scare me really bad. And it's like, you know, never mind. Next time, don't tell me. Because then it's like, oh, how are you going to do that? And then I want to go help him and mess things up. And it's like, no, don't tell me. Please.
That's right. You know, my wife and I just went through something together on the same page. And it was very unfortunate for her. And we've been praying and praying and praying and mm-hmm. praying and praying and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to the final week, and we're like, well, I realized we're praying for the wrong thing.
Ah, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes.
We're praying for this, and we got the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we prayed yesterday, it was, we pray for this, and it was there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was there, just the piece we needed to go through something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we needed.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got them.
Yeah.
So.
I was going to say, sometimes the answer is just a calming sense of peace.
You know, his peace is unbelievable.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes. I have experienced times where I knew I should be nervous or worried or frustrated. I should be something. But what's wrong with me? I am totally calm.
You're right there in his hand.
I'm relaxed. Yep. And it's you almost want to shake it up because you feel like you should be, you know, flustered.
And what I have a hard time with is that I try to share it like with my boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not where I am,
mm-hmm. right.
or friends that are not where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you are missing so much. And you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it to you. Mm-hmm. You have to live it and experience it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Experience the peace.
And when you have it, it's like, oh my.
Yeah.
This is where I want to be.
Right.
And I think most people want to be there. They just have no idea how to get there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know with Cheryl, when I first got married, I had a corporate job. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
You've moved up.
I sure have. And, things were good as financially. But 3 or 4 months after I had that corporate job, I got laid off. And since then, we have been living on faith.
Ever since.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're excited to have Todd McIntyre in studio and stuff. He is he's an awesome friend of ours.
Returning guest,
yeah. For the second time, maybe the last, no, we'll see.
No,
we'll have him back. And his lovely wife as well. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. We have co-host Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. I have my lovely wife in studio as well. We are on Christ the King World Radio, ctkradio.org, and we'll be right back after these messages. Drive by T-Mac on the radio.
Got so much World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to business. Yeah. Bible to business. Where am I?
I don't know where you are.
All right.
Welcome back. Colorado.
Yeah. Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are here working hard and praying hard to keep you out of the NFL.
No Friends Left Club.
Yes. You'd be surprised how many home-based business owners are there. And we're going to keep them out of it, provided we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do now is we want to talk to you about the 5 ways to keep your home-based business running through the holiday. Because we're coming up on the holiday season now, and you've got family in and out of town. You've got the kids are home now but they will be, you know, during the holidays, the kids are home, out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you balance all that? How do you keep all that going? And you actually run your business from home as well. Right?
I do. We're a telecommunications company nationwide. We do have facilities off base, which mm-hmm. we do not take people to because it's all equipment.
Right.
A couple of employees work out of that. Mm-hmm. I also have employees that work out of co-locations out of California.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my time, I do spend working out of my home because it is just easier. Don't have to fight the traffic. I can actually put in longer hours for the customers, that sort of thing.
Right.
Perfect example. My parents came into town for a week or so last month. And, you know, I close the door. And the big thing is you do need to have a structure.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I'm going into the war room.
Mm-hmm.
I will be talking with customers. I will be talking with providers, whomever.
Yeah.
And, you put the red light on.
Yeah. So you can tell your parents, keep the noise down in there.
Yeah. Take it outside. So, and for the most part, you know, they respect that. But, you know, mom's like, oh, do you want a piece of pizza?
Are you hungry, son? You want to take a break? Yeah. We're lonely out here.
And you
close
know
that door. The milk?
Yeah, but they understand the sophistication of the company that I run, everything that's involved, because we speak, I share with them everything that is involved to the most part, and they get it that this is a small company that plays on a very, very large scale, so
right,
they get
right,
it.
Right.
And my dad came from corporate, so right. he knows when the door's closed.
Well, it's cool. It's cool to be able to have a nationwide business that you can actually operate from multiple locations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's due to the technology that we have today, you know, being able to be connected even though we're in totally different states and sometimes even totally different countries.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And you know, this is those five steps. I don't know what you're going to say, mm-hmm. but I know it is very challenging when you're running a home-based business because you have two things going. You got you who's mm-hmm. in the mindset of a holiday and you kind of want to shut down a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're got your mindset going and you're working and you're ready to work,
right.
then you got customers that are in the holiday mindset
right.
and they may not be so in tune to working.
Right.
You know, they're thinking about shopping, they're thinking about traveling, they're thinking about Christmas presents,
everything
grocery shopping, the game that's going to be. Yeah. And so it's kind of hard for you to, because you have to kind of reel them in
right.
so
right.
that you can continue business.
Focus.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is an article out of Entrepreneurial Magazine. And by the way, just on a little side note, there are two magazines that I recommend you either get a hard copy of or you subscribe to them online. And that is Success Magazine. So you can go to success.com. And then also Entrepreneurial Magazine, which is entrepreneurial.com.
And oh my gosh, what? We have both of those.
Yeah, both of those?
We have both of those.
There you go. Those are great, great magazines to have and subscriptions to have. So in that, there is an article by, where is this person's name? I think his or her name is Hammonds. Anyway, the first way is to adjust your expectations.
Mm.
The home-based business lifestyle is a flexible one, says Hammonds. So what they're saying there is that if you're running a home-based business, be a little flexible during the holiday season because of all the things you just mentioned, Cheryl. You
mm-hmm.
got your holiday thoughts, you got your customers' holiday thoughts, you got the family in and out of town,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
kids are out of school.
Kids are out of school. So you have to be a little flexible and be able to maneuver around during all that time.
Can I share a story?
Sure.
So this was a couple years ago
mm-hmm.
when my husband was working from home as he does, and he was.
You can't share that story. I know where this is going.
That's not a good story.
No, go ahead.
He was working. I mean, he was focused because my husband is he is a list task oriented person. So he makes his list, and his goal is to check off as many things as possible. He is diligent. He is focused. He is all into it. And so this one year, it was during the holidays. I think it was around Christmas. And Casper had his list, and he had made all of his phone calls to his people he needed to make phone calls for. But then he started getting frustrated because no one was responding to him.
What's up with those people?
That's what he was saying. He's
yes.
like, what is going on? I made this call. I've called this person. I made this contact. And no one has called me back. And he was getting angry. He was getting frustrated. I said, honey, it's Christmas Day. Give the people a break. They're
Give
on holiday.
A break.
They're on holiday.
Yes. Yes.
He totally forgot. It's Christmas. It's Christmas, honey. They haven't called you back, and
yeah.
they're not
going to. And they better not. Yes.
They do. There's something wrong with that.
So I yeah. just had to share that because you do have to be flexible.
Yeah,
dear.
Yeah. I'm more flexible now. So. Christmas Eve, maybe I'll call.
I'm turning my phones off. Voicemail.
Well, they'll call you a Scrooge, Casper.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I think the other thing, too, is in this is remembering that, you know, we have a home-based business for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of those reasons usually is that we want to be able to spend quality time with our family.
Right.
We just have to have a good balance to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and in my business, I know that, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. I'm already planning on cutting back on staff purposely for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, I know that we're going to be a little bit slower.
Right.
Two, I want my employees to be with their families.
Right.
Right.
I Do I have a problem filling in for them? Yes and no, because one, I do not want to be there, but yes, I want them to be with their families.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, you got to give it up that way. We do work relatively closely that way. I do ask, hey, you know, do you want to work half a day?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just schedule it.
Yeah.
And no, it is family.
Yeah, yeah.
It's family first.
Absolutely. And speaking of family, number two is get family to pitch in. So when the parents show up, they put them to work.
Oh, my parents volunteer.
There you go.
They were wonderful.
There
yes.
There you go. So for Benson, one of the benefits of having more family around during the holiday season is the access of free labor. So
true.
You got to watch the child labor laws and the parent labor laws. But other than that, you can put them folks to work.
They don't apply to family.
It doesn't apply to family.
And give them tasks that they can do, you know, comfortably without you going, oh, you didn't do that right. Well, that's not going to make it any better. That's going to make it worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then number three is schedule time off. If the holiday season's downtime for your business, Harmon says it may be the perfect time to schedule a few days off. So actually take some time off.
Now, see, I struggle with taking time off per se, although I want to take time off, I don't realize that I need to shut my brain down, because when you bring it back up, you think more creatively, a little differently than you did when you shut it down. So that off time is still good business time to help your mind think of something that you wouldn't have thought of before.
Right. You're recharging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And one of my favorite things, one of the things I've had to teach myself over the years is, you know what? We are open sometimes, you know, 10 hours a day because of our multi-locations,
sure.
Which is very beneficial for the customers. However, I am teaching myself and accepting that, you know what? We are here a lot for them. We are here more than any of the other providers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you know what? We deserve time off.
Absolutely.
We deserve to be able to go home early, you know, even if it's just a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer, they should understand that as well. You know, if it's an emergency, there is a way to get a hold of us.
There you go.
If you just need to check on something simple, hey, we're open 5 other days.
There you go. There you go. And that brings us to number four. You must be reading these, because number four is turn off devices during family time. So it can be hard to separate yourself from your business when it's right there in front of you. So you're working out at home, and you've got, you know, you're connected to all your stuff, and customers are calling, and, you know, things are happening, you know. And if you have a business to where you have a after hours number or emergency line and stuff like that, of course those need to stay on. But, you know, you need to kind of step away from the business line when it's time to shut down.
And even the personal line.
Yeah, the personal line, yeah.
And the personal line. That's one of the hard things we're having with our kids, teenagers, is, guys, put the phone over there and turn it off.
Yeah.
Spend a half hour with mom and dad.
Yeah.
And let's enjoy one another.
Right, right.
My wife and I, Renee and I, we are very good at that, very diligent. And I think that we are setting an example by doing or not doing, by not having the phone there.
Yeah.
And ignoring it.
Yeah.
Still, they'll have them in their pockets and stuff, but, you know, it's a different generation. Our society's changed a little bit, unfortunately, in that direction. But hopefully it will take.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the last time you were here, we didn't get a chance to share your contact information. So let's go ahead and do that now. So how can folks reach out to you?
Usually just offer their hand and I'll shake it.
Okay.
But, National Comtel, nationalcomtel.com, as well as we have a toll free number, can be reached anywhere from the country, 800-987-0100. We're more than happy to assist you and, coach you. Even if you have general questions, give us a call.
Sure.
And, you know, 9 out of 10 times we can help you.
Yeah.
We'll save you money. We'll be able to provide the services that you need and know more than what you need.
Yeah.
But if you just have general questions, give us a call.
Awesome.
We're here to help.
Nice. Nice.
We're here to help.
Very good. Very good. Well, you are listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King Radio. And we are on ttkradio.org, and we are having a great time here in studio with Todd McIntyre, and we have another guest that's going to be joining us here for the second half of the show as well. You can go over to our Facebook page and do a search for Bible to Business. You can also go to asanetwork.biz.
Both nice pages.
Both nice pages. You can reach out to us there, and you can hear archives of the show. So we want you to do a love tap. It stands for tell a positive story. And when you do that, we're going to share that story, and we're going to share your business. So you can do that first, and then we'll share your business as well. So get some free advertising on the show. So after these messages, we'll be right back with our other guests, and Todd is going to remain with us.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to the Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL. And the NFL stands...
No Friends Left Club.
There you go. No Friends Left Club. So we have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And Deborah, we have a new guest in studio with us.
Awesome. And
yes, Tom Ninnis. He's the president of Summit Champions Incorporated, and he's going to tell us about that organization in just a moment. And we also have Todd McIntyre here in studio with us, and Todd's been sharing information about his company, National Comtel. So the No Friends Left concept is not anything that we came up with. You know, I mean, it's been out there for a while, but we really have embraced it because a lot of home-based business owners are in the NFL because they don't operate their businesses properly. They operate their opportunity like an opportunity. And they think everybody in the world needs to be in their opportunity right now. So when they're out there talking to people, that's how they approach you. They don't approach you as, you know, find out about you first to see maybe you're a fit and maybe you're not a fit. Right. Maybe somebody needs telecommunication services and maybe they don't. But you don't know until you talk to them. Then you find out, then you offer your opportunity. But that's not how people approach you. They say, hey, Casper, how you doing? Hey, you need this coffee. Okay, I don't drink coffee. Well, you need this tea. Well, I don't drink tea. Well, you need to make money. Okay, well, I'm good. I have a job. I have a business. I'm okay. You need to make more. You know, wouldn't you like to make seven figures? Well, yeah. So would everybody else. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. So
do your research.
Do your research, exactly. So our company, ASA Network, we teach them how to market and network properly. So we're excited to have Tom with us in studio. And Tom, tell us a little bit about your background and then talk to us about Summit Champion.
Okay. Again, Casper, thanks for the opportunity to share.
You're welcome.
You know, I feel like I've been selling all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a identical twin.
Hmm.
And I'm a second born identical twin. And if you ever hang out with twins, especially little kids are asked who was born first. And I always had to be second. So I had to sell myself from that point on.
Wow.
It's always uphill.
Uphill from there.
From the time I was born.
Wow.
So I've always been in sales. Mm-hmm. I'm a mortgage banker professionally. I've been doing that for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that, because of how many years I've been at this, I've experienced great markets and tough markets.
Yeah.
And so about 11 years ago, I really had a heart to share as much as I could to as many people as I can about running a business, about sales, about techniques. And so I started writing and speaking about those subjects.
Right.
I write a free weekly sales coaching letter that goes out to a few thousand every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And people can sign up at summitchampions.com.
Okay.
But then 2 years ago, when I saw what was happening with the true economy, especially with the mortgage meltdown and the amount of people with losing their homes.
Right.
And spiraling unemployment,
right,
that I decided to write a book called The 90-Day Journey.
Okay.
And I've always put myself on a 90-day journey the last 3 months of the year.
Hmm.
I tend to do opposite what everybody else does.
Right.
In the mortgage and real estate industry, people tend to coast the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But
typical.
I do.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
I do the opposite. And I've always done the opposite. But, you know, one thing about journeys, if you're on a journey by yourself, it's not a lot of fun.
Right.
So I decided to invite the world to join me on my journey.
Hmm.
And so I sent out emails and I said, the journey is going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some smooth areas. There's going to be some tough hills to climb.
Mm-hmm. That's called exciting.
That's
yeah, it's life.
And so, but if you would like to be on the journey every day, you're going to get actions and tasks and disciplines.
Mm.
And I thought, well, maybe 40 people will join me on this journey.
Right.
But it became viral, and I had a little over 6,000 people.
Wow.
Good for you.
And
nice.
At
Good.
That point, I go, yikes, that means I'm really leading 6,000 families
yeah.
on this journey.
Yeah, yeah.
So every day, it took about an hour and a half to put together the journey, and I send this out. And then finally, after it was done, we rewrote it in English. A lot of misspelled words. You know,
it's
one of those things. And then I hired an editor.
Mm-hmm.
And in December of last year, I released a brand new journey.
Nice.
So it's designed to help the individual who says, what do I do on Monday? What do I do on Tuesday?
Yeah.
How do I make a predictable business that's referral-based and that has great operations and systems?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the journey does.
Mm-hmm.
I think the road is paved with great intentions.
Yes.
But things don't get done.
Right.
You know, it's just like networking. We know that entrepreneurs need to be networking.
Mm-hmm.
So they collect all these cards. They have
what
great
do you do
intentions. Yeah. You know, and so you got to have systems with that.
Yes.
And so that's where my heart is, to help people You know, people are motivated by pain or pleasure. I always motivate with a little pain, mm-hmm. a nice pain, but these are the things you need to put in place to have a successful business.
Nice.
Tom, what I'm going to have to do is I know several people that are starting new businesses. I've met them through networking, and they've come to me because of our successes, and we've been in business for over 22 years, and they're like, how do you do this? What do I need? And I said, well, there are a lot of books out there you can read. However, just go to my website. I got a little two-page thing up there of who you need. You need an accountant, a CPA. Good to have a lawyer on your side. Just some basic people that you need in your back pocket.
Sure.
And it sounds like you've already put that together with a lot more detail.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
So I need to get them in touch with you because I can give them some basics of our success and how we got there. Mm-hmm. But I could definitely tell you're more of taking it to a couple of steps higher than that, and they will definitely benefit from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be talking later.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm actually on a 90-day journey myself. It's kind of, you know, fortuitous that you would talk about that because for the past two months.
Did you look that word up?
Fortuitous?
Yeah.
No, somebody told me about it. Okay. I thought it was a good word. I don't know how to spell it, though.
You speak it very well.
I was impressed.
Right? But about 60 days ago, I started a 90-day challenge, and I put it out to our team and said, look, I'm doing a 90-day challenge. I suggest you do it as well. So we have several of our team members doing this 90-day challenge. And within the 90-day challenge, I've broken it out into three 21-day challenges because it typically takes 21 days to form a habit. So the first 21 days I went through and I had specific tasks that I had to do. And then I reached out and solicited a mentor / accountability team. And I call them or I email them every day and say, okay, I completed day one. I've completed day two. And I've been doing that for the past 60 days. I'm in my third 21-day challenge right now. So I'm on day five of my last 21-day challenge for the year. So, you know, it's almost similar to what you're talking about.
You know, it's funny. I just read something that it says that the average is 21 days to form a habit, mm-hmm. but for men, it's 66 days.
I believe that. I believe that.
And
I keep telling my wife, see?
I believe that.
It's all built into us.
Her expectations are just too high.
There you go.
Yeah. I believe that. So you took the task and the challenges and things like that, and then you put them into a book. Is that what I heard?
I did. Okay. Yeah. I think what's interesting is that, you know, so people get the book and they're looking for that silver bullet. Mm-hmm. And what's the first thing I have them working on is their life plan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't have a plan for your life, it's very tough to have a plan mm-hmm. for your business. And, and like, so, you know, for myself, my relationship with Christ is number one.
Awesome.
And then it's my wife. Mm-hmm. And then it's my sons and daughter-in-laws. And now we've been blessed with two grandkids. And then it's my health. If I'm not healthy, then I can't run a great business.
Right.
And if I have financial problems, so my financial health, mm-hmm. then I'm always thinking about problems that's going to interfere in my business. Mm-hmm. And so we literally have those who are part of the journey work through that first.
Right. Right.
That is day zero.
Okay.
And it's almost like you got to find a rock. It takes about 6 to 8 hours to putting together your life plan, but it gives you then something to filter through all your decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have a way for them to sign up, if you will, for this information, right?
All they have to do is go to summitchampions.com mm-hmm. and sign up for the free weekly sales coaching letter.
Yeah.
It goes out every Saturday morning at 5 or at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. which is the time I always get up.
Of course, yes. It's not scheduled, is it? You just finish it then and send it out.
No, it's funny. It's a habit that I don't want to break. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of you have gone through the exercise of keep, start, and stop.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one activity I will always keep, is getting up at 4. Gives me chance for devotions, mm-hmm. exercise,
mm-hmm.
and those are the things I can do. Things what I call is during the non-human hours, because most humans aren't up.
But I
put in 3 hours of uninterrupted time, and
isn't that nice?
Absolutely, and I will not break that.
Peaceful and relaxing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
now, I remember I saw you speak almost maybe a year ago or 6 months ago or so. You were given a LinkedIn training, and it was over at it was a senior care facility.
Okay.
Sarah Care.
Yep.
See, I told you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was a good training. I really enjoyed that training as well. He was training on LinkedIn and how to get the most out of it, how to reach out to people on LinkedIn and so forth. That was great training.
Right. And for the listeners, please send me an invite, and then you'll see how I accept and what my message is after you send me that invitation. Most people, it's, you want some coffee?
Yes, right.
But that is a chance to market. And there's four parts of marketing. You want to interrupt. You want to have something that they can read. Mm-hmm. They want to read. You want to provide information. Mm-hmm. You want to offer something for free or a take action in your contact information.
Right, right.
So please send me a LinkedIn invite.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to delve more into that when we come back from the break because I want to hear more about the LinkedIn. That's going to help.
Same here. And I've got a question regarding LinkedIn and a personal policy or procedure that I have.
Well,
okay.
Tom's the man for that. So we're going to be talking about that. You're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. We are. You can find CTK. You can find Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. You can find us over at asanetwork.biz. You can also do a search on Facebook for ASA Network. We want you to do a love tap. That's tell a positive story. And when you do that, we're going to share your story on the radio. We're also going to share your business on the radio. So it gives you some free advertising. We'll be right back after this message. You might be down
for a moment. World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are learning some stuff now that actually will help you stay out of the NFL and will keep you on track as well. Our guest in studio, Tom, has been telling us about his program through Summit of Champions, and I recommend you do this. I'm actually going to do this as well, and I'm going to go over there and register for his, is it a weekly or daily?
No, it's a weekly sales coaching letter.
A weekly sales coaching letter that goes out. There's some great tips and strategies. He also has a book regarding that information as well. And how can they find the book?
They just go to the website.
Website. Everything is there. Right?
Everything's there.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Cool. And we have Todd McIntyre in studio as well, and we were just getting into some LinkedIn stuff. Because Tom has done several trainings on LinkedIn. If you haven't used LinkedIn for your business, you're really missing out because there's a lot of wealth of leads and contacts on LinkedIn. In fact, I haven't bought leads in years. I mean, what's the point?
Same here. Yep.
Yeah, you can go over to LinkedIn or Facebook or any of these social networking sites and just make some friends, make some contacts. And you're in business.
Well, right? Well, the thing is, you do need to do that very strategically. You just can't go out and hunt and peck.
And spam and all that.
Right. Right. Go out and research these people to see who's going to be a benefit.
Sure, sure. And there is a strategy to it. And Tom teaches some of those strategies. So kind of give us a little bit of a background on some of that.
Well, you know, the first thing is I just went to the public library and bought and got a couple of books. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn for Dummies, that's a perfect one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one, Now That I'm on LinkedIn, Now What? So those are I think it's important to read because, you know, there's millions of people on LinkedIn, but how many are really the cream on the top? And that's what you want to be.
Right.
So one of the things that I first tell people is that when somebody pulls up your profile, you want to have
What do they see?
Well, you want to see a nice picture.
Right.
And you should see some of the pictures. I mean, people are doing selfies. They're at a party.
Yeah.
But you want to be professional because you only have one chance for
this
a first impression.
Yes, yeah. First impression,
The other thing is that you don't want to put the title of your company on next to your picture. You want to have words that if somebody was doing a research, for me, for example, if they look at Tom Ninnis, the first thing they see is mortgage expert. That's what I want them to see.
Okay.
Then it says coach, speaker, mentor. That's what I want them to see. And then it shows the companies that I have. And so you have 200 characters that you can put some real keywords. If somebody was doing searches, then those are the keywords to find you. And then there's a summary part lower down. You have 2,000 characters. You want to put as much as you can. And then you want to list every job that you've been involved in, every group that you've been involved in, even the interests that you have. When I tell people that I have done loans because I show that I play the drums. I've done loans because it says, you know, it says, what's your hobbies? For example, is playing Frisbee with my Australian cattle dog named Maggie. You know, I had one person call me up and says, if you got a cattle dog, I want you to do my loan.
That's the association.
You want to make sure that you put your schooling in there, including your high school. Now, I graduated from Belleville High School, which is a suburb out of Detroit. And you wonder, well, how many people in Colorado are from Belleville? Well, it just so happened that this one realtor who is going to be the president of the Colorado Association of Realtors next year, and the guy who was looking for speakers for the realtor rally was from Belleville High School. And I can tell you, I would have never gotten the chance to speak in front of.
You didn't see that.
So that's the thing, is that you want to make sure that you put as much information. And then the power of groups is so important.
Yes, that's, you got to utilize the groups properly.
For example, in Denver, we have 5280 linked. I look, there are 28,000 people in that group.
Yeah, I'm in that group.
Linked to Denver, 33,000 people in that group. So even if there's 100 mortgage professionals in that group, how many are working the group on a regular basis? And there's a wonderful book called Love is the Killer App by Tim Sanders.
Love is the Killer App.
By Tim Sanders. And what Tim is saying, that the new killer application of today, and listeners, you need to listen to this, is like a three-legged milk stool. And the first leg is knowledge. People are looking for knowledge. So we could be the best of the best in our industry, but if we don't have a network we're sharing that knowledge to, then our knowledge is worthless. So that's the second part of this killer application is knowledge, but you got to have a network to share it with. And the third is you want to share it with compassion and no strings attached. And you know, people are attracted to working with people who are willing to do that. And the law of reciprocity kicks in. And I tell people that the reason I do well is not because I give to get. It's because I get because I am
give,
a giver.
Just give.
So that's the whole purpose of LinkedIn.
And that is, you have outlined how we operate today. I mean, we lead with our why. You know, you know, we're helping feeding needy children. You know, we're help with charity water and all, you know, all these different nonprofits. That's our why. That's why we exist. And we just we just happen to train home based businesses as well.
Tom, question. Personally, I have just under 800 LinkedIn people. That's on the personal side. Then there's the business side as well. I get probably, we'll say, 10 invites a day from people. Every time I go over 800, I go back and I take people out. And when people ask me to join their groups, I'm like, you know what? Thank you. And I write them a letter and it's personalized. Thank you, Tom, for asking me to join your group. What? How do you see us working together? What can I do for you? And I ask them questions. I never get responses back.
You made it hard on them.
Yeah.
Man, I thought you were easy.
They're scared.
I'm not in it. I wouldn't answer you either.
I'm
not in it to get 15,000 people. I'm in it to work personally with these people. Mm. And if they are open to do that, I am all open to help them.
I don't think I'll send you an invite.
Am I wrong?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I look at it a little differently.
Okay.
I have about 4,800 people I'm connected with.
Okay.
My purpose is to make a difference in as many people as I can with my knowledge mm-hmm. and my heart. And so, you know, when I do get invites, I am checking that person out. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't just connect with everybody because there's a lot of people who are fishers and True. They yes, want to exactly. take your True. Information yes. on that. And so if I know a little bit about them, if it makes sense, then I will connect with them. But you definitely are playing a harder stance. And there's nothing wrong with that because you value your time.
Very much so. I am a very busy person. Right. I work 10, 12 hours a day.
So, yep.
And when I am working with an individual like you or Casper, mm-hmm. I give them everything I've got.
Right, yeah. exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, in addition to that, literally, I will research those people. I will take, if they have included their email address, mm-hmm. I will reach out to them at least once a year on a personal note. Hey, how's it going? How can we help you? Who are you looking to meet? You know, what do you do?
That's awesome.
Type thing.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of additional time.
Yeah, that's yes. an action that I'm going to implement because I don't do that.
So you're going to cut back to 800?
I don't think I'll do that.
I look at the social networks even in a different light. Maybe than both you guys do because I see it as a way to share what I'm doing with a lot of people. So I as I'm posting, I know I'm posting to thousands of people mm-hmm. or whatever, and not all are going to see it, not all are going to respond, you know, and all that. But I'm still, you know, it's like my billboard.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, that rule of 250. I'm sure you've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Joe Girard is the gentleman who's on the Guinness Book of World Records is the greatest salesman in the world. Mm-hmm. And he sold more cars by himself than 85% of all car dealerships in America 5 years in a row. Mm. And it's because he felt that everybody knew 250 people.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So if I know 250 people and they know 250 people, that comes out to 62,500.
Right.
Now, if you're hooked up with 4,800 people, that number is yes. huge.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So the people on my LinkedIn, because I'm in the tier in LinkedIn where they stop telling you how many people you have now because you have so many or whatever.
Wow.
But those people are not holding me back. They're not dragging me down. So mm-hmm. I just share what I'm doing and see if I can help when I can. But I don't reach out like you do, Todd. You know, that's admirable. And there's no way I could do that. So I don't even try.
It's just, yeah, who I am and yeah. stuff. And there again, all right, if you asked me to join your LinkedIn page, mm-hmm. I apologize. if you would like to give me a chance and forgive me, I would accept that. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'll reconsider. But the thing is, yes, it is business and it's personal and I want to help people, but they have to do, you know, they're 50%.
Yeah. Right. And I understand that. I mean, I remember being in a small group and this one lady was, she sold cosmetics. And I asked her, I said, so what's a good lead for you? And she said, anybody who has skin. Well, you know, that's not real specific.
Your dog.
Yeah. So, all right. So if you are listening to the show and if you want to reach Todd, you better really explain yourself if you go over to LinkedIn.
Uh-oh.
Because you're going to have a problem getting in that door.
No, you're not.
But if you want to reach me on LinkedIn, feel free. I friend everybody. And then I find out if I don't like them, then I delete them. But most of the time.
Right. You can do that easily.
Yeah. And then we have Tom Nielsen Studio as well. So, Tom, tell our listeners and stuff. We only have a couple minutes left. Tell our listeners again how they can reach you. And is there anything that we can... do you have any current projects you're working on that we can talk about?
I do. Okay. The project that I'm working on is called the Employee Assistance Home Education Plan.
Okay.
The millennials right now are not real positive about home buying. Hmm. And it's because they saw their friends and parents lose
right.
their homes.
Right.
But what we want to do is going into employers. with 50 or more and share with them that home ownership is still very vital, and especially in the Denver metro area.
Sure.
It is, renting is more expensive than home ownership. Mm-hmm. And so that is a big project that I'm working on.
Okay. So how do they get information on that?
So the best way to get a hold of me, you can email me at Tom Ninnis, and that's Ninness, at summitchampions.com.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy to share any of my information. I have a couple of free tools to tracking hours and doing your daily disciplines. Just reach out to me. I share all my tools.
Awesome. Awesome. And Todd, how can I reach you other than LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is fine. nationalcountel.com. That would be for LinkedIn, as well as our web address and our toll-free number of 800-987-0100.
Very good. Very good. Well, you have been listening to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're excited to have our guests in studio today, Tom Ninnis and Todd McIntyre. If you want a free copy, a free electronic copy of The Golden Business Solution is the book that I wrote, you can go over to asanetwork.biz. You can register for free. You can reach out to one of our live coaches that are there standing by ready to help you, and tell them you heard about this on the radio, and they will get you a free and electronic copy of The Golden Business Solution. We'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.